traffic southbound. Yes, 72.
So, if something happened, I'm south of it.
Steady, you know, steady flow of cars. They're all kind of, well, I don't want to say they're bunched up, but it's just a bunch of them. It seems more than normal.
From the closure getting down this far.
The guy at the campground, he's a ham radio operator, but he doesn't really, he hasn't done anything with it. And that he got it back in like the early 80s because his dad did Morse code and that, but he wanted to get rid of his radio stuff, so I might be picking up some older radios. They were Kenwoods. I told him, he's a pilot. He's got a 1969 model airplane that his dad had bought and he inherited. And I said, man, if you put that thing, that 2-meter radio on that airplane, you should be able to get a lot of contact.
Fine. Do you mount the antenna upside down, pointed down? So, or do you still point it up?
On the belly of the plane, and it would point down, and that would work just fine.
That's the thought to come across my mind. Right.
Called out on Simplex, there'd surely be somebody. I mean, I don't, at 8,000 feet, I don't know what kind of range you'd get.
The old saying, height is might.